A drink with my late uncle. A detail like a grave won't stand in the way of his shaking my hand on the patio of his rooftop garden. He was the first to tap my hidden self on the shoulder and open our menu of shared traits. Scotch for him, sangria for his underage nephew, a macanudo from his suit coat pocket providing the ash out of which he rises today, reminding me how I trailed him at sundown to the pagan altars of cathedral-like bistros. He walked the zigzag walk all drunkards walk, seeing death as nothing but the aftertaste of smoldering addictions. He flicks his stub at a lilac, where it miraculously lands on a leaf. And when I admire this oddity of balance, my dropped pencil rests upright on the eraser end. These headstands of nature provide an apt setting for the two of us, predetermined wind-up toys, waiting for a child to step on them. And that child is the God who made all things and made all things to pass. This visit to my wayward uncle ends when his widow opens the slider, saying she swept her hearth's display of childhood dolls and lost Pinocchio's screw-in nose. The hole points the nose, she says, and asks him to look for it later. He says he will, but he's lying. He'll be here with me. He'll always be with me.